Welcome to episode 27 of The Lost Levels, a Mario-centric podcast for MarioPartyLegacy.com. I am your host, Super Zamzy, and today I'm joined by Spider Staryu.
Hey, everyone.
Dark Boo.
I can't see right about now, but hey.
And our guest, Sax Prodigy.
Hello, everybody.
All right, so today we're going to be wrapping up our E3 trailer analysis that we've been doing the last couple of weeks with New Super Mario Bros. U. But before that, we're just going to, like always, talk about what we've been doing this last week, what we've been playing as well, starting with Dark Boo.
Oh my god, I can see my computer! I'm so sorry. If this thing go out, I'm going to be real ghetto right about now. So forget the computer. Only thing I know I can see, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I got some good news here, too. But besides that, I got my AP. I didn't get my AP scores in the mail, but I called my teachers. I got a 4 in the AP Cal exam. I was like, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I got a 4 out of 5. That means I get some college credits, and I can take Cal 2 instead of Cal 1 when I start September 4th. Praise him. I got a 3 on my AP Chem exam. I get college credits for that as well, and I don't have to take any electives. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, because I wouldn't want to stay up in that hellhole for so long. But yes, I was so happy. You know all my other AP exams. I got a 1, strictly 1, and they said if they can go low, it's a 0. I was like, praise him, praise him. Yes. Sweet Jesus. But, yes. What happened to you after, I went to social service. I don't like social service. I'm good like that. Let me tell you about this incident on the bus. After I thought ghetto wouldn't get truly defined, let me tell you the true tea. Okay, we on the bus. We was on the bus. Mind you, we took the bus from social service back to Hempstead. Hempstead to make the bus terminal. And the same man who was on the bus with us when we went there, he got on the other bus. But mind you, he got on the bus free. And the bus driver, he let him on the bus free. We were like, that's nice, let you on the bus free. Let me tell you what this asshole did. You got to beat that out. Let me tell you what he did. What did he do? We was on the bus. Yes, we was on the bus. Riding. We're riding. We get to, Where we get off? What's that block called? Greenwich. We got on Greenwich and Titan. We got off of there. We get off. We have a little commotion. I'm like, okay, what's going on? What's the true tea? I turned around. We turned to our left. We looked to the left. You know, saw this man punch this other boy in the face. We like, Jesus, sweet Mary, sweet Mary. Mind you, it's the same bastard who got on the bus free of charge. So mind that. Keep that in your medulla and cerebellum. The same bastard who got on the bus. You know I don't use bastard in this modern world. I use the MF. So he on the bus fighting, and then they fighting, and he got his girl on the side. Them two fighting, they form a girl, and she's like, shut your dramatic ass up. You are so dramatic. You need to shut up and sit there. You need to help your man out so overly dramatic. You are like you in a freaking play. Stop acting like you're in a play, you little fake heifer. I'm like, oh my god, no, I did not just see that. I was about ready to punch her in the face myself. That ghetto twerp. But mind you, this is why we don't get anything in this world. Once we get stuck to free, oh, there we go, ruining it. If you get stuck to free, you better treasure it. It may be a piece of crap, but you better treasure it because you might not get it again, and then you might need it again. You got a free bus ride. He's going to let you walk all over to Freeport, wherever the hell you had to go to. He would have let you walk. But no, he let you on the bus free. That bus driver would think second if somebody asked him, can they get on the bus free? He would think second, and he'll say no. So I don't know. I'm like, only you. I would kill somebody, but only you. So... I had to pray because I just wanted to kill him. You get something free and then you ruin it. You dreaded bastard. You dreaded just like your heart. But yes, I've been playing the lottery. I've been winning $15. And it was only $2 to spend. I told you about the AP scores. What else? Let me tell you about this fire. I gotta keep quiet. Let me tell you about this fire. you see right now, my neighbor and this other boy get into some fight. And the problem was they got into something. I don't know what they got into, but they were doing something. I'm like, okay. They were fighting out on the block. They were fighting right outside. I'm like, oh, sweet Jesus, sweet Jesus, sweet Jesus. They just standing up in front of face. They just standing in front of face talking all that crap. If somebody get in my face, I'm punching the shit. I'm punching I'm just punching you. I'm bam, bam, bam. I'm going to punch the tape down your throat. And then if you do something silly, I might give you the slap. I might give you that slap across your face. But cause I ain't not doing all that standing there and talking. I'm telling you that now. I'm not going to stand there and talk in your face. That's wasting my breath. I need to save the breath for whooping your ass. I'm being real honest. So they do some. Mind you, them kids, they pick, so I ain't had anything to say. But yes, before I even ran on, I got something else to rant about. That's going to be later. I'm done. Because right now, I got to fix this computer. I done corked the screw out. I got to put the screw back in. I'm done. Thank you very much. Thank you.
All right. And Spider Star, you, how about you?
Oh, boy. Well, a lot of crap has happened this week. Let's see. Saturday was boring as heck, just staying inside and on the computer. Sunday was church, and it was very juicy and stuff. Finally, the freaking church... oh, my God. How do you say this? Like, choir? Yeah. The freaking church choir, finally, they did not sleep. Because when you go there, you see, like, over half of them sleeping, usually. Sleeping with their mouths wide open and not even trying. It's like, oh, my God. But this time, they got new people, and they were awake and alive. And I love that. It was very juicy. After that, ironically, I came down sick with a slight fever and an earache. And I'm still suffering from that now. My ears hurt very slightly. But, yeah, it's getting better. Yeah. And, Tuesday, oh, God, Tuesday, freaking Tuesday. I'm skipping Monday because Monday was boring. Tuesday, there were some rude people in Costco. Okay, I was going to the store with my mama because she needed some stuff from the store. So I was like, hey, I'll help you out. And, yeah, this, and that. So my mom was, like, going to the freaking store. She got all the stuff she needed. And she was about to pay for her stuff, so I said, oh, I'll just wait outside. So I went to the damn vending machine, and I got a Gatorade because it was hot as hell outside. It was freaking hot. 96 degrees, 95. I don't even give a flying crap what exactly it was. It was – the only thing I know, it was damn hot. Okay, when it's freaking hot, my mind might not be working properly, so y'all have to bear with me. And I'm not trying to steal Dark Blue's spot, but I am freaking speaking truth. Okay, I left Costco, but before you leave, you have to be checked because apparently there's so many ghetto people around here that you have to be checked to see if you didn't steal anything because a lot of people come into Costco and a lot of people leave, so apparently they have a check service. So I went up to this girl, okay? I said, okay, the only thing I got was this and that, thank you. And she said, okay, but then she said, wait, I'm sorry, sir, I don't work here. She had a Red Mango shirt on because she works at a store called Red Mango. And I was like, then why? I thought in my mind, why are you standing there if you don't work there? Then the guy comes in like 5 seconds later. He's like, oh, excuse me. He had a Jamaican accent. He was Jamaican. And he was like, he acted all rude. He was like, excuse me, she don't work here. And he said it in such a rude way. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. And I just got this and that's it. And he's like, okay, bye. He said in the rudest tone, bye. I was like, I felt so disrespected because like, he said in just the worst way possible. Like he just looked at me with pure hatred for God knows what reason. I was polite. I was not rude whatsoever, and I apologize when I made that mistake. But it's like, you get rude with me when you allow some random worker to come there, sitting by that area, standing there with her arms crossed and stuff. She is there. It looked like she was there waiting to check me. So I was like, oh, okay, so I'll just go to her because there was another person, but she had like five people behind her. So I was like, oh, well. And someone went to that girl before too. So I was like, oh, well, then why not? So it's not rude. It's not nice to be so freaking rude when it was just a mistake. I mean, I hope they're not making fun of my appearance either, or if they were racist or something, because I cannot deal with that crap. I would snap them in two pieces. Because this guy was freaking. If he wanted to make fun of me, I could have easily made fun of him back. Because look, let me tell you, he was a fat tub. He's freaking fat. He's like a freaking brick house, okay? A walking house. Okay, you hit him with a box, you put a dent in him. That's how freaking fat he was. So I could have easily said that crap, but I did not. So I did not appreciate that freaking rudeness. And I don't care if I'm getting rude now, because I need to rant about that, because I feel like I was disrespected and freaking someone got over on me because I was with my mom. So I didn't want to be rude. I don't want to start a freaking fight. But it's like, it's not my fault that you got that job, okay? If you do not like your job, too freaking bad, okay? You don't like your job, too bad, okay? I'm not here to deal with your crap. Okay, I just want to go in and get out, and that's it. Okay, I don't want to start no freaking problem. There's no need to be freaking rude, because there will be a problem next time. I swear, if that guy is there, and next time he wants to say something, I will say something back, and I will freaking report him to the manager. I don't care if someone loses their job. I do not give a flying crap, because you don't have no right to be, you have no business talking to me like I'm some immigrant or whatever, because you don't like me, or you don't like this race, or whatever, or you thought I look stupid. I don't give a flying crap. I don't give a flying crap what you think. You have no business treating me like that, because you will be smacked the next time you do that. I will backhand you. Mm-hmm. Okay, I am sorry, but that has been bothering me for days. Well, not days, but like the whole day yesterday. So, yeah. All right. I'm sorry. I'm not done.
Apologies.
Today I went to go see Ted, and it was a fantastic movie. Hilarious, and a good like little sentimental message. It was like so. It was like you didn't expect something like that from. I'm not gonna spoil anything, but it was something you did not expect from Seth MacFarlane. If I'm saying that name wrong, I'm so sorry. But it's like it was such a good movie, and it was also like a movie where you laughed and you're also like aww at the end, because it was such a sweet. That sounds so wrong to say, but it was a sweet movie. I really liked it. There's lots of. If you want to see it though, beware. There's lots of cussing. Lots of sexual innuendos. I'm not sure if I said that right. Sexual references and a lot of cussing. So much cussing every second. But yeah, that's been my week. It's been one hell of a week. Well, I'm actually ranting for once. But at least it was something interesting. And yeah, if I go to Costco this week and that guy is there and he acts rude, I will tell you guys about it. Cause I'm not gonna deal with rude people anymore. That is just unacceptable, just to treat people like crap because you don't like your job. I don't give a flying crap you don't like your job. You freaking show respect, or else you're gonna lose your job. But yes, that's it. I've been playing. I've not really been playing games lately, to be honest. But yeah, that's it.
All right. Well, I was not expecting that, but yeah. Before we ask Sax Prodigy. I'll go first because he wants to go last, so whatever. Games I've been playing, I actually forgot to mention this last week, but I've been playing Mario Tennis Open because I actually got a review copy from Nintendo for Mario Tennis Open, like a month and a half after it releases, but I still got it, you know, like for free. So I've been playing that. I've been going through the cups and the special games. I'm on the Ice Flower Cup. I've been on it for like the last week. I cannot get past it. I'm on the championship match. And yeah, I just can't get past it. Oh, what else? I've been playing World of Goo. Actually, I haven't been playing it. I played it for like 5 minutes, like an hour ago, because of the Little Inferno announcement that was made yesterday. It's a game from the same company that made World of Goo. About an hour ago as well, I was playing Half-Life. Not much to say. I'm just shooting people and moving along. I'm still trying to escape that lab. I've been playing Battlefield 3. Same as usual. Outside of games, I bought my Dark Knight Rises ticket. That's for next week. It's going to be intense. And I picked up some books. I'm actually reading right now The Screwtape Letters by C.S. Lewis. Very interesting book. It's like a devil writing to a devil, giving him advice on how to be a devil. It's really, really interesting. I suggest checking that out. Yeah, but nothing too crazy on my part. So I'm just going to ask Sax Prodigy to tell us something a little more exciting, hopefully.
Oh, I don't have anything exciting. Well, I met a famous cupcake lady this week. Her name is Gigi, and she owns chains everywhere. That was kind of interesting. Nothing too much. I've been watching Mario Sunshine Versus on YouTube. Josh Jepsen versus Attacking Toucans. That's pretty interesting, watching them fail. And went to Six Flags today. Rode lots of coasters. And that was pretty fun. As to what I've been playing, I picked up Beatrhythm yesterday.
Ooh.
A Final Fantasy at Best Buy. It took them like 30 whole minutes just to find the game. I thought that was pretty dumb. Been playing Mario Kart 7 with some other four members. Found Mario Sports Mix. I thought it was broken because it has main scratches on it. That's pretty much it.
What's Super Mario Sunshine Versus?
It's just these two people, Josh Jepsen and Attacking Toucans, they just record them playing the game, and they're playing for most shines that they can get, blue coins, see who could do it the fastest.
Is it like a side-by-side video kind of thing?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, cool. So that's what we've been doing. Now we're just going to move on to news. Not a whole lot, actually very, very little. Two pieces of news. The Metal Mario QR code for Japan has been released for Mario Tennis Open. That leaves us with only one QR code left, and that is Metal Mario for North America. So every single Yoshi QR code for every region in the world has been released. Go on MarioPartyLegacy.com to check that out. Scan them, get your Yoshis, go nuts. A second piece of news, and honestly, this isn't even news, really. It's the Invincibility Leaf from Super Mario 3D Land is returning in New Super Mario Bros. 2, and it does exactly the same thing. Die five times, the block appears, you get the Invincibility Leaf, and you're invincible for the rest of the level. Simple stuff. And that's it for news. Yeah, that's it. Spider Star, you is going to remind us about...
Okay, yes, you guys remember that contest I mentioned last week, right? Well, yes, we're still doing a contest to find a new regular. yes, as you can tell, this week we have Sax Prodigy, so, Once you're done watching us and stuff, there's going to be a poll on the topic and on the website, hopefully. And you guys will just vote, hopefully, if you could, vote for the performance of what you think Sax Prodigy did. You think he did a good job and stuff. So we know we can get a good idea of who the regular will be once we reach podcast 30, or the 30th podcast. But yeah, just wanted to mention that. Make sure to vote once the poll is up. Please and yes, thanks. Back to USC.
All right, so now we're going to take a look at the E3 trailer for New Super Mario Bros. U. So starting off at the 5-second mark, we see Mario in what is probably the very first level of the game. Hits a block, gets an acorn mushroom that transforms him into Squirrel Mario and gives him the ability to kind of float, similar to the cape feather from one of the earlier games. The transformation also gives you the ability to stick onto walls for like a very short period of time. What else do you guys see in this first scene?
I see Yoshis.
In the first scene?
I don't see any Yoshis.
Are they like behind that tree or something? I don't see them.
Wait, you guys paused it?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, well, I see an acorn falling down in a very fantastic motion, if that counts for anything.
Yeah, that's actually pretty cool. That it kind of rolls off. I don't think anything's done that before. So there's something new in this game, guys. Woo!
Right, they usually slide off.
Mm-hmm. They usually slide off. They don't really, like, roll.
Does anybody think that this will replace the propeller mushroom?
Actually, what I think replaces the propeller mushroom is that pink baby Yoshi that inflates.
Yeah.
Because that kind of does... It doesn't do the same thing, but it's similar.
Sort of like it.
Because doesn't the squirrel, like, kind of give you a boost into the air, too?
Yeah, kind of.
I really doubt that they'll bring the propeller mushroom back.
Oh, no, that thing's... I hope that thing's gone. I think that thing was a disaster.
When you get the propeller mushroom, you can freaking get through, like, almost every single level. As long as you play your cards right, you don't bump into anyone.
Exactly. So, look at that giant tree in the back. Do you guys think that has any significance at all?
No.
Besides the acorn mushrooms hanging from it.
Oh, and I tried to... Okay, because I played this game at E3, and I had the gamepad in this level. And I tried to knock the acorns off the tree, and that doesn't work. So if anyone was thinking that, that doesn't happen. But you also see this giant tree in the world map. It's next to this level, we assume. There's a scene later on that looks almost like it's inside a tree, so that's why I'm asking. Maybe there's like a level inside the tree. I don't know. That's just what I saw. One more thing to note. If you guys look at the rock formations in back, it's totally Super Mario World, and that makes me very happy. And just everything in general looks really nice. For me, not the character models themselves, but everything around it, just the backgrounds, those look fantastic so far.
Yeah, those look really nice, but to be honest, it's not really anything like really new to Mario, because it's like the typical new Super Mario Bros. Style, to be honest.
Exactly.
But the backgrounds do look nice. I will give it that. They do look nice.
Mm-hmm. One of the first...
textures look nice.
They do, indeed. One of the first impressions I had was, this feels exactly like New Super Mario Bros. Wii. Which, I mean, you can argue if that's a good or bad thing. It's not necessarily a horrible thing. But, I mean, you still want something new. It's New Super Mario Bros. U, for crying out loud. But yeah, anyone else have anything to say about this first scene?
Not really.
No. I actually have one more thing. When he jumps on that... I guess not platform, but that piece of land, it kind of sinks in the ground. Does that mean there's like weight involved in this game? You know, like step, it doesn't like, it's not constantly moving up and down like in the Wii version.
Weight?
I don't know. There's not too much new in this game. I'm just looking for anything, grasping for straws. So yeah, nothing else. Next scene. This is actually part of, if anyone saw the second level of the E3 demo, this is like a little secret part in that level. Pretty much you're just floating down with the Squirrel Mario and avoiding the little squirrel enemies flying by. Yeah, not much to say here. When I played it, I can't remember if I just hit something or someone ran into me, but I just fell through the entire thing. Yeah.
Kind of bad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And if you guys look, the little squirrel enemies, like, kind of stick onto the wall, just like Mario does. It's kind of cool. No. Okay. Next scene. Jungle level and giant enemies and giant blocks. This is clearly a giant small world. What? No way. Do you guys have anything to say? Because I don't want to be able to talk.
It seems really an easy way to get one up, so I'll probably be spending some time here.
Gee, everything looks so big.
Mm-hmm. This is kind of like the minigame from New Super Mario Bros. Wii, like, that you play in the world maps with the Goombas, kind of. Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
No.
No.
It's like
what?
When you're on the world map and you run into a Goomba, and you play tiny little minigame thing.
Okay, yeah.
That's what it reminds
me of. We have to collect, like, all the Toad icons?
Yes, that.
Okay, yeah.
That's what it reminds me of. Just in level form.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Not much to say here. Next scene is an underwater scene, and this has a nice background, something different for a water level. It's you just see coral, like a coral reef everywhere. Looks pretty cool. It's four player. They're all being chased by this underwater sea dragon thing. That looks pretty cool. Collecting eight red coins. Huh? Anyone?
I think that eel thing looks hideous.
Hideous?
Yeah. Purple and red.
Yeah, I guess. It reminds me of like something straight out of Yoshi's Story. When I saw it the first time, I'm like, what? Yoshi's Story? What's going on? Yeah. Dark Boo, anything to say about this cool underwater level?
I wish I could see it.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
And second, I saw the snapshot when I have ran through it just so I could say something. Yes, that eel looked rather disgusting. I'm not even joking. It looked rather disgusting. It really does. I'm so sorry. I can't see anything.
Staryu, anything with you?
The eel looks fantastic. I don't know what y'all be talking about.
To me, it doesn't even look like an eel.
It doesn't look disgusting. It just looks like it has snappers. It doesn't really look like disgusting. Now, if it had pimples all over its face and had facial hair, okay, I give y'all that. But it does not. So it's fine. It looks cute.
Not to me.
What are we saying?
Well, because you're like, if it had facial hair, I'm like, what?
Somebody got defensive.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, moving on to the next scene. This is the sky level. Bunch of pink. These are the baby pink Yoshis that we see running around. So he grabs the pink Yoshi, and in the next scene, we see Mario and Luigi using them. You shake the Wiimote, and the thing puffs up. Kind of like the propeller mushroom. Gives you a tiny little boost when you shake it.
Is there a limit to how many times you can do it?
I'm actually not sure.
I think I've seen them deflate every time you use one. Like, slowly.
Just eventually. It doesn't matter how many times you twist it.
I think when you're in the air. Like, it limits it in the air.
Okay. Did you guys notice those, like, they're not... I don't know, are they Goombas? Like, they look like acorn Goombas, almost.
Yeah.
No. I know there were, I don't know if it was Super Mario World, where there was, like, these weird, short-looking Goombas. I can't remember.
I think there were some in Galaxy.
Yeah, they didn't look like normal Goombas, but they were still Goombas. Something like that. Yeah, well, they're apparently back. So, expect more of that. Dark Boo, you have anything to say?
Once again, I wish you could see.
I mean, because you said you had screen caps. I don't know.
Oh, I said I skimmed through it. I saw that part as well. Yes, I still have a question. How many Yoshis are there, first of all?
It seems just like the power-ups. They're the amount per player.
Oh, my goodness. It better not be strictly. Few power-ups or Yoshis. I know next scene we have the blue baby Yoshi who spit out bubbles.
Yes. Good transition. Yeah, that's a weird power-up. You just blow bubbles and they turn to coins. It's,
380-bitty coins.
Yeah.
Will that work for all enemies?
It works on the Goombas. It works on the Hammer Bro. So, that's all we've seen so far. So, I guess, for anything, that's kind of a dumb power-up, if you ask me. Yeah. Yeah, and this is the same, like, first world-type level. Nothing too crazy. Besides the really, really awesome background. It's pretty cool. Next scene, we just see more blue Yoshi, like I said, the Hammer Bro. And then the scene after that, this is my favorite thing I've seen about this game is the, like, ghost level, like Van Gogh painting level. It looks so awesome. It looks so great. Dark Boo, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Wait, let me think. Oh my god, I hope I'm not.
Think purple.
Oh yes. Yes, it came to me. Yes, them paintings or something.
Yes, that looks.
Them something I never seen in any Mario series game.
Mm-hmm. It just looks so good. Even the pipes are styled in that painting.
Oh yes.
Wait, towards the end of that, you see Bowser?
Yeah. It's. What does that mean?
Is it just kind of scary?
Yeah. Do you think some people are saying this might be like a one of the levels in the last world, close to Bowser? Yeah, I don't think so. I think it's just cool painting. Let's throw Bowser in there just because we can, kind of thing. Yeah. Anything else to say? This level is so cool. I wish we could talk about this level all day, but yeah, it's pretty awesome. Spider Star, you, what do you think of the purple level Van Gogh painting?
It looks very beautiful. I love when the designers are able to make a level look like really come out and look like either nice, spooky, scary, or just they do a really good job on the textures and you could tell. And when good textures are used, the game looks a lot better. Looks a lot clearer, looks a lot happeninger, looks a lot more just more exciting. When boring colors are used, but I like those colors that are chosen.
Mm-hmm. I really like that moon. Looks cool. Anyway, moving on to the next scene. The snow level, giant stars, and giant trees in the back. What do you guys think?
I love those giant stars. They look so freaking fantastic. Oh my god. They look really nice. I'm really being super cheesy right now. I'm sorry, but they really do look nice.
They're actually like death traps because this was the third level in the E3 demo. Everyone kept dying on these.
Because of the little thingies on the bottom?
Yeah, because everyone just falls down there and they're just kind of screwed. I mean, and this isn't the only part in the level. There's other sections where there's a bunch of stars and the entire floor is covered in those black things. And you're just done when you fall in there unless you get help from the guy with the gamepad, which that guy usually doesn't know what he's doing, so trying to help the other players. But yeah. And another thing that caught my eye, it's just the backgrounds. They're just so cool, these giant trees. I remember when they announced New Super Mario Bros. 2 and they showed off that snow level. I'm like, this is exactly like New Super Mario Bros. Wii. At least in the U version, they made it look different. They made it look new. Sex Prodigy, anything to say about this level?
Not really. I like the sky. The sky is pretty cool. Mm-hmm.
Stars, constellations. Yeah. So, moving on to the next scene, we have the giant small world again. Giant blocks, giant Koopa shell. Next scene, this is the tree level that I mentioned. It's like taking place in an underground cave. You have these gold baby Yoshis that illuminate light. Similar to the Yoshi in Super Mario Galaxy 2. The reason I say this might be in the tree is in the background it looks like you're inside a tree. I don't know what else to say. I mean, you could also say that's a cave-looking background, but anyone else have anything to say about this cave-looking level?
Not really.
No?
No.
The platform's moving left to right. Yeah, pretty standard. Next scene after this, this is the first level again, or at least the first world. This time we get to see the gamepad in action. The player with the gamepad is tapping the screen and placing those squares those four different squares for Mario to jump on and reach that higher level. That's about it. Anything else to say, gamepad-wise, this scene-wise?
I wonder if you can play just as a normal player with the gamepad, because I personally wouldn't want to be the boost person, because it seems like I'd miss out on the game.
That's exactly what I think. If you remember, if you look back at the previous E3, not this year's, back when this was still called New Super Mario Bros. Me, they showed us a video of somebody playing the game on the screen and then just picking up the gamepad and walking away playing the same game. So there's that. I hope that's coming back, because that's a pretty cool feature. But for boost mode, yeah, you're pretty much right. You're probably going to be the one. You're going to want to be the one who's in the game, actually playing, playing with your friends, whatever. That's more of a, here, you're on the couch and you're not doing anything. You're helping. And the person's like, okay. That's what this mode is for. Pretty much. You can also, like, tap the enemies and kind of freeze them. So, there's that. Yeah. And final scene, we see Mario in the first world again with a gigantic beanstalk growing up from the ground and going towards the sky. Giant leaves sprout out, and Mario jumps on them. They start to go red, brown, and die. And he makes it to the top. And that's the end of the trailer. Did you guys see that question block? It's like 3D. It's got the wings, and it's moving, and it's twisting from side to side. I don't think it did that in the Wii one. Does anyone remember?
No, you barely even see it.
Was it in the Wii one? So you're saying it was in the Wii one?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So there's something new. And, yeah, that's the end of the trailer. Game is supposed to come out later this year, right along with the Wii U, probably launch game. It's going to be a launch game. Who am I kidding? So expect it, yeah, later this year, towards Christmas, winter time. Yep, and that is it for our E3 trailer analysis. We did all the E3 trailers, everybody.
Yes, now we can move on to other juicy topics.
Mm-hmm. So, we're going to move right into community news. This week, we have two things to tell you about. First up is an article by Matt Starr titled, What's Up with Mario? In the article, he pretty much goes into detail about what he wants to see in the next 3D Mario game. If you're interested, check that out on our main site. And now I'm going to hand it off to Spider Staryu for a reminder and Activity Central updates. Spider Staryu, please.
Okay, one last community news thing. It's also part of the Activity Central. Create your own Mario Party Board. It's a contest for 3 weeks going on since June 2nd, actually. That was on, like, last Wednesday, right? No, that was,
July
like...
July 2nd.
Yeah, that was not Wednesday. That was, like, Monday. We still have it going on. So if you want to create a Mario Party Board, whether it be through drawing or PowerPoint, Adobe Reader, whatever. Did I say Reader? Adobe Photoshop. Anything you want. If you can make a Mario Party Board, show it off to us. Send it to me through PM, and we will review it. And then when the time comes, we'll see who wins all the achievement points and the acknowledgement that you are a good board maker. Yes. Yeah, it takes a while to get these things done, but we have faith in you guys. And so far, like, one person has submitted it so far, and the board looked really nice. Let me tell you guys, it looked really nice. So yes, just keep sending them in. Just make sure you send it in by at least like June 23rd. Yeah, send it in by then. We can extend it by like a few days and such, but we just want it to be like a strict, because we want the reviewing to be done by then, and just we need to get everything done. So yeah, And now let's get into Activity Central news update. Since Dark Boo can't see his computer.
Wait. I'm sorry. We gotta do it quickly because my computer is going. It's switching. I can see, but it's switching.
I can do it by myself, boo. It's all right.
Okay.
Cut that out, SC, please.
Okay.
I don't know why we're so like this today. This doesn't happen usually.
Okay, it's not this bad. That's the thing. It's usually not this bad.
Oh, it's this computer.
All right. Let me get started. Okay. Let me get out. Let me start where I left off. Okay. Pause for like 3 seconds. All right. Now to the Activity Central news. We'll start off with Mario Party Mafia bloopers. Darn it! Hold on. Cut, please. Hold on. Lower it, please. Lower it, please. Oh my god. Okay, let me start off again. Okay, I am sorry. I'm sorry, Sax. I am sorry, everyone. I don't know what is wrong.
Actually, okay. Before you start, do you want to split this up with, like, Sax Prodigy?
It's fine. I can do it all.
Okay. If you need help.
Right. I can help.
It's fine, Sax. I can do it by myself. I can do it. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Okay, now to the Activity Central news update. We're starting off with Slacker's game, Mario Party Mafia, Bowser's Reign. We're doing Bloopers Tropical Island. We're currently on day 2. Currently, 2 people have died. I'm saying it so bluntly. First off, Metal King died on day 1. He got lynched. He was a Vanilla Townie, aka Toad. VIP Soccer Master died in the night 1, and he was a doctor. So currently we're on day 2, and the juice is gonna flow like yes, that's it for Mafia. You should check it out. The juice is just starting, so you can still catch up on it. Okay, next game is Yoshi Man Super Mario Party Form Style Pipeline Central, hosted by you know who, Yoshi Man 222. Currently, in first place, we have Topper 1 with 4 stars and 132 coins. In second place is VIP Soccer Master with 3 stars and 52 coins. In third place is the Ouija Party with 3 stars and 19 coins. And in last place, bringing up the rear, is Chaos Shadow with 0 stars and 98 coins. Man, Chaos Shadow, I don't know how you're going to catch up because it's currently turn 18. There's only so little turns left. Hopefully you can get some bonus stars. Yes, get some bonus stars and hopefully you can catch up. I hope everyone wins. Yes, that sounds cheesy. That sounds extremely cheesy. I'm sorry. Next game is Yoshi Man Super Mario Party Mini Games Choice Challenge. It's basically like a mini game contest. Oh my god. Currently, VIP, Sax Prodigy, Mr. G, and Game Guy are participating in this. Currently, there's 3 mini games, and there's 5 there's 5 mini games to choose from. So, what's gonna be played? It was a good idea for Yoshi Man to do this because it's actually pretty original for people to like do their own mini game mode in Activity Central. So, props to you, Yoshi Man. Next game, Mario Party Activity Tourney by the Anti Guy. It's basically like a mini version of Arctic Activities as he explained it, but with challenges more relating to Mario Party and such. Currently, 10 people have signed up. 16 people can sign up, so there's 6 spots available. Looks like it's going to be fun, so if you want to join. Next is Razor's Mario Fighters 3, aka Yoshi 402. Currently, Currently, Shy Guy and Toadette and Blue Toad are leading with 19 HP. And Lakitu, Mr. G are in second or third or whatever the heck you want to consider that, with 18 HP. And in last place is Cactar and Yellow Yoshi with 17 HP. The HP is really close, to be honest. I've never even really seen this game. I'm actually pretty damn surprised that it's really so close like this. But I'm pretty sure Yoshi 402 has his own style for why it's like that and such. So, next game is My Party Unity MPI FS2 Skyview Heaven. Yeah, currently the minigame's going on. High-Low Pursuit. Dark Boo's doing the minigame. To win the minigame, High wins, so make sure you distribute the cards properly. You don't want to get confused and give it to players, and then it's Low, and then they get first when you wanted them to get High. So make sure that you distribute the cards properly. Y'all know who you are. Next game is MPIRX Doom's Closet, hosted by me, Spider Staryu. Currently, we're doing a minigame, Space Donation, and yeah, it's basically a minigame where 9 dark spaces appear, and y'all have to guess what each space is. Currently, almost everyone said it, and I'm just waiting on one person, I think. Wait, yeah, Sofitia, I'm waiting on her. I mean him, Barry. Yes, we're waiting on him. And yes, we'll start on the next turn when we're ready. Next game is My Party Form Style Adventure, Lightning Central, hosted by Dark Boo. Currently, they finished the boss battle, KO to the amp creature. Yes, HJ, it's 8-bit servant, won the minigame with 53 points. I'm actually pretty shocked, because I thought HJ was, when I first saw the minigame, I saw HJ with like 10, I was like, what? And when Dark Boo told me he won, I was like, oh, crap. But yeah, the final turnouts have been announced, and HJ has won. Yay, go HJ! Woohoo! Yes, you can tell I'm very cheesy today. Yes, cheesiness is good. HJ won with 135 mini stars. And second place is VIP with 127 mini stars. Very close to HJ. And in third place was Game Guy with 113 mini stars. And in last place is Yoshiman222 with 75 mini stars. Oh boy. But yes, it was a good game, guys. And I'm pretty sure Dark Boo will be hosting another game soon. So yes, look forward to that juice. I think it's Amy. He told me about it. It's called Amy's Minds or something. It looks very interesting so far. Y'all should check it out when he starts it. Oh my god. Next mini game is, let's say mini game activity. Activity. Oh god. The next activity is Mario Party Duel 7, The Factory. Hosted by Topper 1, Mr. G versus Sax Prodigy. And currently in first place is Mr. G with 0 points and 28 coins. He has a Goomba in front and a Bob-omb in the back. In last place is Sax Prodigy with 0 points and 10 coins, and he has a Hammer Bro in front. So, the game has just started, basically, so don't worry, Sax Prodigy. I'm sure you'll catch up. I know, I'm not being sarcastic. In the next game is Mario Party Duel 8, Bowser's Duel Arena, hosted by Topper 1, once again. It's me versus Chubster. Currently in first place is me, Spider Starry, with 1 point and 22 coins. I hit Bowser, and I'm pretty sure Bowser's mad as hell, because I know how Bowser is. You know how he is. But, yeah, he's on the board, and he's probably going to bump into me, and then I'm going to lose some points and stuff, but... Yes, I'm in first place with 1 point and 22 coins, with a Toad in front and a Boo in the back. In last place is Chubster with 0 points and 14 coins. He's only 8 coins behind, so it's not really much of a difference. He has a Goomba in front and a Koopa in back. It's on the 6th turn, and there's 25 turns, so I am not concerned that I'm going to be first yet, because, you know, there's still so much to go. It's like, still have to be careful. And then last game is Yoshi 402's Mario Fighters 2. And we're going to announce the winners. White Yoshi, aka Show Me Your Moves, has won the game with 74. Wait. Yes, White Yoshi has won. He received 74 coins, and Game Guy is in second with 72 coins in the bank. So, good game, guys, and I'm hoping I'm saying this properly, and yes, it was very fun. Also, we're having, do you want a planning board to host the game, or you want to plan your game better? Yes, contact me, Spider Staryu, and I'm going to get your board ready and such, so you can host your own game, so you can, like, prepare it with better quality, because I think it's a necessity to do this, because... when you have all that juice, it needs to get loose. So you need a board to close all that juice. And see, I know you like juice, so come on.
Oh my god.
If you want to host an activity, you want to go to Activity Central to join a game, and be sure to check out Activity Central on MyPrideLegacy.com/form. We have juicy, 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 juicy activities. So be sure to check it out, and I'll see you guys next time when we for the next update. I'm so sorry if I made some mistakes for you got y'all games, y'all's games. It's just me by myself, and it's really hard because I need to say one by one by one by one really quickly. So I'm sorry if I made mistakes, but yes. Back to USC.
By the way, Dark Boo had to go because his laptop is dead. Kind of. So, yeah.
Yes.
How about that juice?
Oh, yes. Y'all need to get your cups ready because I'm going to pour down the juice. Get the pitcher of juice and just pour it all down. But yes, pour like a waterfall. Okay, the first topic is Mario. Slackers, Mushroom Kingdom Survivor. Okay, I want to discuss this because a lot of juice, a lot of scandals and stuff have been happening on Slacker Survivor. If y'all been checking out Challenge 5, oh boy. Slacker made a game basically about personal traits, personality traits basically. And Goomba and Yoshi had to assign these traits to the members, and whoever got all them right, Slacker knows all the traits, I guess. And whoever got all the traits right and got the final code and stuff, they'd win. Rosalina helped us out a lot, and she got the code. It was 51, and yes, she won for us. But there was a lot of scandals and drama going on there, so I'm going to put it down right like this. Okay, Rosalina said, Eres stupido. Okay, I'm sorry if I'm saying this wrong. I need to work on my Spanish. But he said that to Dark Boo, which AKA means you are very stupid. And it did not sit well with Boo. He was mad as hell. He was cussing Rosalina out, and Rosalina was like, "Oh, you're gonna do that to me?" And she got ghetto back. And it was just a whole big fight on the challenge topic. It was public too, so it was like, whoa. And like, it finished. Yes, everyone's okay, but I'm pretty sure that there's some drama and there's some hidden alliances going on now that all that happened. So what do you guys think about that?
I'm kind of sad Boo's been eliminated because we don't get to hear that anymore.
Yeah, he was eliminated just recently by his tribe, and now we're on like, Slacker started like his own rainbow tribe, where it's like the 9 final people, and like they're all combined from both tribes. So like. Yeah, but it's sad to see Boo go because it was so funny to see him fight with Rosalina, to be honest, because even though I don't really find internet fights funny, but some of them can be funny if, like, you could tell some of them are not really serious, because I can tell Dark Boo's attitude, he might have been serious, but it was just hilarious just seeing him curse Rosalina. I was like, oh my god, that is so rude. But personally, I'm going to put my own little deal into this. I do not find little kids justified for saying what they said. No one has a right to say you are very stupid for no reason whatsoever, and then you think you can get away with it. No. When you do crap, you're not going to get away with it. So I don't really find – if just because he cursed them out, no. It's not no, oh, well, you know, you shouldn't have done this because he's a little kid. No. Who cares if he's a little kid? He has no business saying that. He's on the internet with – people who are older than him. If he can handle that, he can handle all this. So he should not have any business calling people stupid and stuff. What do you guys think about that? Kids getting away with stuff.
Well, not much.
Not much?
Yeah.
I'll say that, okay, if they get away with it, maybe they shouldn't get away with it, but, I mean, sometimes...
It depends on the kid, really. Like, what I consider kid, 7 below. Or 8 below. That seems more reasonable. But if you're, like, 10 or 11 years old, I don't consider you a kid. Okay, you get in my face calling me very stupid. I don't give a flying crap. Your rump's going to be cussed out. Okay?
We have someone on the forum who's under 7.
No, we don't. But this, I'm just saying, because Slacker said kid, and I was like, kid? I don't consider 10 or 11 kid. I don't consider 12. I don't consider 13 a kid. Because when I was 13, people I know, people on other sites and people in real life, I know, but no problem saying what I'm all about. No problem telling me off. So, you know.
I think I call everybody kid. Not that I think about it. Like, if someone is, I don't know, if I say, like, look at this kid. He's, like, 25. I don't know. I say that sometimes.
You consider someone older than you a kid?
Well, I don't, like, literally, yes, he is a kid. Here's the definition. No, I just say, look at this kid. He's wearing a hat that's 20 feet tall. Like, I don't know. Look at this kid. What is he doing? That's what I say. So, I mean, that could be the same thing here. He's not actually calling him a kid. He's just saying, well, kid. It's just something you use, like, that's how I use it a lot, if I'm making any sense.
Well, in the terms he said it like this to Boo. Boo, I know you like to rant, but let's be honest. Although Rosa did say a few things to provoke you, in the end, he's just a kid. Along with half the people that are left, they're kids.
Okay, that's different.
So, like, I don't know. It's like, some people, I don't know. I'm just saying, like, if you don't just mess with people purposely, then, like, I don't think Dark Boo is messing with anyone purposely, because, you know, when people say rude things, you know, when you let people get away with stuff, I don't let people get away with stuff, because when you let them get away with it, then guess what? They're going to do it again. They're going to do that crap to you again. So I don't agree with letting people get away with stuff unless it's really something stupid and minor. Okay, stupid and minor things, that's fine. But to Dark Boo, this was not something stupid and minor. So if he felt like he had to say something, I'm fully supportive toward him. But yes, anyone want to say anything, any last words on that?
The general public, you can't really see this argument anymore because Toadsworth censored it a lot of the words out, and I think that was the main part.
Yeah, he censored a lot of the words out, which was a shame because the words really made the argument. I really liked it. I really liked all the cuss words. He was telling the truth.
Yeah, I don't think it's that big of a deal.
This is the juice. The juice is gonna be full wherever the juice is. The juice is gonna be shown. Yes, I am so sorry. I sound really stupid sometimes. But yes, let me get my next topic and we will move on. We have like four topics today, so let me get my next topic.
So how are you doing, Sex Prodigy?
Sex Prodigy.
I said sex. Come on.
You said sex.
I heard sex.
Well, I'm not going to edit this out, and we'll let the listeners decide what I said. So, Spider, sorry, you. What do you have next?
I want to talk about the replay value of certain Mario Party games, if that's all right with y'all. Okay, currently there's been a lot of topics going on Mario Party Legacy about Mario Party's replay values. You know, like, is this game really worth playing again and such? And I want to brush up on some of these topics, because a lot of people say, like, oh, this is the greatest game ever, and yes, I will definitely, like, play it all the time, and I love it, but are some of these games really have replay value? Because someone said, I'm not sure exactly who, I'm not going to point them out, but someone said that Mario Party 1 has the greatest replay value of them all, and I'm like, what? Mario Party 1 does not have freaking greatest replay value? I was like, well, of course, that's his personal opinion, but I disagree on, like, five counts. Make it 500. Mario Party 1 is so freaking luck-based. Ugh. It's like Mario Party 9. But I cannot stand all that luck. It pisses me off. I cannot deal with a game that's just going to be all luck, 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 luck. Because, when it's with friends, that's different. But friends don't come over every day. So, you know, like, I'm not sure how that game would have really good replay value. What is your guys' opinion on that? Mario Party 1's replay value.
The first game?
I haven't. No,
go ahead.
I don't remember playing Mario Party 1. I was like 3 or 4 at the time, so I can't really judge. I've seen quite a bit of videos, but not that many.
For number one, the replay value in a Mario Party game, I see it almost all as one. Each game has, first of all, the Mario Party series has fantastic replay value. You can keep playing those games over and over and over, and you'll enjoy it every time. I mean, assuming you like the game, you'll enjoy it.
It just depends on the mood you're in, on what to play.
Well, yeah. But the first one specifically, I mean, like I was saying earlier, yes, it has good replay value, because if you're with your friends, your family, whatever, it doesn't matter if you're having a luck fest or just complete skill, you're still enjoying it with other people or even by yourself. Well, not luck by yourself. But if you're enjoying it with other people, it's you're going to have a lot of replay value. I don't know. I'm not making sense anymore. But yes, I think there's a lot of replay value regardless of what Mario Party it is. If that even answered the question. I don't know.
All right. Well, yeah, I guess everyone just has their own personal opinion. If it's just me personally, it's like, I don't know. It's just when you specifically say that one, I'm gonna tell you like it is and say that one I'm not fine to be like I want to replay that. So every time I play Mario Party 1, I automatically get pissed off. I get pissed off because let me tell you what happens on Princess Peach's birthday cake. When I play that damn board, I go to Toad. I am right behind the star, and guess what I get? Woohoo! Guess what I get? I get a warp block, and guess who I warp with? Someone who's in the Bowser route. And guess who loses a bunch of coins and has to go back and then lose more coins to the Goomba?
You do.
Yes, I can't stand that. I mean, of course, people can argue, like, why don't you just turn it off? But I don't like turning it off because it's like I'm taking out a game's element. That was supposed to be in the game, so I don't want to take it out. But at the same time, I can say that I hate it and I would just die if that warp block was still in certain Mario games, Mario Party games. I know it appeared like later in Mario Party 2, Mario Party 3, but that warp block was too random. Too random. I like to choose when to use my stuff. Mm-hmm. But yes. Let me get my next topic. Have y'all ever been to an amusement park? Uh-huh. That's the topic. Have y'all ever been to an amusement park, and what was your favorite and least favorite part?
I mean, okay, I'll go. Yes, I have been to amusement parks a lot when I was younger. More recently, not as much. The last one I went to was Six Flags in California, and it was pretty intense. My favorite thing there was the roller coasters, and my least favorite thing was the roller coasters. So I loved them because they were awesome and intense and crazy and fast, but I can't stand heights, and getting on the roller coaster and going so slow, slowly going up further and further, that terrified me.
It's really scary at first. Exactly. Like, I'm going to go so slow, and then it just slams you down. Like,
exactly. And I went to Knott's Berry Farm, and yeah, that's actually where I went on my first roller coaster, the wooden roller coaster. I can't remember what it's called, like the Gold Rush or something, Ghost Rider, if anyone knows there. Yeah, I was in the back and it hurt a lot because that thing was really bumpy, and I got whiplash I was in the back and if anyone understood what that noise was. Anyway, Sax Prodigy, please.
I actually just went today, and it was pretty fun. There were hardly any lines because it was kind of an overcast day today, and so not a lot of people went. Got to ride a lot of rides. It was Six Flags Fiesta Texas.
Ooh. Do they have a Superman ride there?
Yes, they do, and I went on it for the first time today. It was pretty awesome.
That thing is scary. I'm not getting on that. Oh, were you hesitant to get on?
What? No, not really.
No?
Just with friends. They're closing down like one of their biggest rides. It's called the Rattler, and like you said, it was really bumpy. Well, I'm pretty sure it's not the same ride, but it was really bumpy. Most people complained of getting hurt on it, so I think they're closing it down.
That's scary. Because you assume, like, everything's safe. It's not 100% safe. Whatever.
Yeah, nothing is 100% safe. That's the worry. That's what's the big worry when you go on these rides. That's the only worry.
That was actually my favorite ride today, so I'm kind of disappointed.
That it's closing?
Yeah.
Spider-Star, what about you?
My favorite amusement park is definitely Luna Park in Coney Island, New York. It is very fun, a lot of fun, fast rides. This year when me and my family go, I want to conquer some of my biggest fears on some of the rides. Like, I still have not gone on the Cyclone. Yeah, 15 years. Still not going on the Cyclone. I want to go. I plan on going on the Cyclone this year. I plan on going on the Slingshot, which is really scary. 100 feet in the air, and then upside down. That looks really scary and fun. And yeah, but I think there's another roller coaster ride, but I completely forgot. But yeah, it's like that. That's my favorite amusement park that I remember. Cause I've there's other amusement parks I've been to, like Disneyland, but I went to it like when I was like 1.5 years old, so I don't really remember it. But yeah. And let me see. Oh, anyone else want to say anything else?
I just turned on a YouTube video of the Cyclone, and it doesn't even look that bad. Spider Star, you, what is the matter with you? Actually, it looks really bad. No, no, it doesn't. Not that bad.
Look up the Rattler if you can.
It is fast. Okay, it is fast.
This is like the Ghost Rider, kind of. It's just a wooden roller coaster, and it's kind of nuts. And yeah, I'll link you a video of the roller coaster I went on. And then what did you say, the Rattler? Okay, this is podcast time. We're not gonna start watching.
Yeah, that's all the topics I have.
Oh, okay. That was an interesting question. I like that.
Well, yeah, the juice was very juicy today. Be sure to tune in next week for more juicy questions and more juice. back to USC for the mailbag.
Yes, the mailbag. This week we have 4 questions. First two are from VIP Soccer Master. If you were part of Club Nintendo, which gold or platinum prize did you get or thinking of?
Club Nintendo?
Yes.
I got the cards. The Mario cards? Yes. They look very fun.
Sorry, continue.
They look like a very fun activity because I really love card games, so I got the cards.
To refresh everyone's minds, the end of the Club Nintendo year just ended. The people who got 300 coins are considered gold. Whoever got 600 are considered platinum, and you get different special gifts for free for that. The prizes are a platinum Mario playing cards set, so only for platinum members, a limited edition platinum poster set with Zelda poster, Kid Icarus poster, Luigi's Mansion poster, only platinum, Nintendo calendar gold, and then 4 virtual console games for gold or platinum, Super Mario Kart, Metroid 2, Mario and First Donkey Kong, Minnie's March Again, and Zelda Majora's Mask. Yeah, those are the prizes, and I still haven't picked mine. I specifically went to platinum because I really like that statue that people got like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And now I have to choose between a set of posters or playing cards. And the set of posters has a Zelda poster. And that would be my 4th Zelda poster because I got the 25th edition one.
I'm not sure about the posters because every time I look at posters or the calendar, I'm like, that's going to go away soon. I mean, the cards I can always play with. Like for last year's present, it was pins. I still actually, use the pins sometimes for fun.
Mine aren't even opened.
Oh, gee.
I'm just kind of disappointed in these. I know it's free and whatever, but I wanted a statue.
Free? You had to pay, like, how many? Like, you had to buy, like, 12 games.
Hardly. Well, I mean, you're purchasing the game. You're not purchasing coins for this. This is just a bonus. Like, hey, thanks for buying our game.
Oh, well, I guess. I guess you can kind of like that.
So I'm just kind of like, meh. I still don't know what to get. I kind of want platinum cards because, you know, playing cards cool, but I don't know. I like posters. I have all 3 of my Zelda posters on my wall. I just don't want a 4th one. And I don't even play Kid Icarus, so that'd be kind of weird. Yeah, Sex Prodigy, are you getting any of these? Did you make a gold or platinum?
I got platinum. I already ordered the poster set. I think the cards I'd lose too easily, or I'd probably use them like a couple of times and just put them away. But right now, our game room, we're trying to get all these posters up in here, and we have quite a bit already, so I'm just trying to fill it up.
Cool. What posters do you already have?
I have the Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword poster, the 3-pack from Club Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
A Final Fantasy 13-2 poster out from GameStop Power Up Rewards. I have a Black Ops 2. That's my brother. It's my infamous brother. and a Modern Warfare 3 and a Hunger Games poster. That's it so far.
And the Hunger Games, cool.
Yeah.
See, I don't need another Zelda poster. Like, you already have three. Do you want another one?
Well, I really don't care.
Especially since it's another Skyward Sword one. That makes three Skywards. I'm just complaining about this. Sorry. So, yeah, that's Club Nintendo prize, this question. Answered. That wasn't a sentence. Next question. Which is your favorite kind of fish to eat? You know, salmon, swordfish. I don't even know what that is. Halibut?
Halibut?
Halibut? I don't know. I've never seen that before.
I know your favorite fish to eat, I see.
Okay. Well, I like salmon. If that means anything.
Fish. Does tuna count?
Yeah.
I'll say tuna.
Wait, tuna doesn't count?
Oh no. Well, it's a fish.
Okay, so I'm good.
I like octopus. When I go to sushi places, the octopus tastes really good, so.
I've never had octopus. It's kind of weird. Oh. What does it taste like?
Well.
I guess I'm talking to myself, I guess.
Well, depends on what you put on it, but usually it's kind of hard to chew, but I think it tastes really good. But.
Alright. Were you going to say something?
Like, the suckers that the octopus has, they're just a little intimidating, though, so.
That'd be so weird to eat.
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird. Yeah, I guess that answers that question. Next two questions, I'm going to hand it off to Spider Star You because I think I want to share questions this time.
Just I see. You're so shy. Okay. Hey, everyone. I guess I'll be answering these questions. Okay, the first question is by Barry. On bunk beds, do you prefer to sleep on the top one or the bottom one? Guys?
Sex Friday, do you want to answer?
I had a bunk bed a couple of years ago, and I always slept on the bottom for some reason. Now I remember. I'm afraid the fan was going to cut my head off.
The fan?
The fan, yeah. It was pretty close to the bed, on the top bed, so.
Wow. you never actually touched it? I always, I used to have a fan in my room. I'd just take my finger and go, because I don't know. I can.
Never touched it. I'm still kind of afraid.
Spider Star, are you? How about you?
I'll let you answer first, I see.
Oh, no, you're answering first, because these are your questions.
I'm the host.
Co-host, because I let you share the questions, so I'm the host of the mailbag. You have to answer the questions.
I'll sleep on the top one because I'm not gonna sleep on the bottom one in case the bunk bed breaks.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, that is very juicy for you guys to answer. Next question's by DJ Swangler. I'm pretty sure this is the last question. Yes. Do you prefer on cake? Do you prefer the cake itself? Or the frosting?
Well, to answer the question about cake, and only cake, I do not like frosting, so... I just don't like frosting. So if there's frosting on my cake, I take it off.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Sex Trinity?
It depends on what kind of frosting. Some places, frosting, like for their birthday cakes, is just plain disgusting, but... Mm-hmm. I kind of prefer the cake.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you guys for answering.
What's your answer, Spider Star? You?
Oh, I'm not sure I should answer. I'm pretty sure I like the cake. All nice and hot in the oven.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's it. That's it for the mailbag. I just need to find the outline and we'll be ready to go. Actually, okay, Prodigy, you can answer your question. You can just ask your question. Hold on, just give me like 5 seconds. Just wait 5 seconds and ask.
Go?
Yeah, just ask your question.
Okay, I was wondering, both Spider-Star and Super Zambezi, what the Arctic activities were, because I see them multiple times in the achievement section, and a lot of people have lots of points from there, so.
So, actually, I have a question for you. When did you register on the forum?
Oh, let's see.
Was it this year?
March 15th.
Oh, that's actually pretty recent. So Arctic Activities was this, I guess, program. I don't know what to call it. This event that we had in December, from December 1st to December 31st, every day we would have some kind of challenge, activity, something going on that would give all the users something to do for that day. And for example, create a Mario Party board, create a Mario Party minigame, find the secret page. We would either rate those, everyone would vote whose favorite submission or whatever, and people would get achievement points according to what they ranked. So that's pretty much it. We did that all throughout December, and that's pretty much it. That's why everyone has achievement points from Arctic Activities, and a lot, because it was every single... Think of weekly achievements only every single day.
Yeah, it was really fun, too, to get those all those little events done. Really interesting, and I wouldn't mind seeing that in place again.
Yeah, don't... Just keep your eyes open in the winter for something similar, because maybe, just hinting that out. And just to refresh everyone's minds, the events that we've done in the past, we've done Glacier Summer, then Blazing Winter, Conquering Kingdoms, and then Arctic Activities. And don't be surprised if we have another one, because we're always thinking of what to do next.
Just look at the pattern and you'll know what to see.
Sounds fun.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So yeah, we're going to say hi to Dark Boo because he's back.
Hooray.
Oh, yes, indeed. You know, want to know the story, how I had to get this computer back on.
Should we ask him the questions real quick?
The mailbag questions?
Yeah.
I answer them quick.
Okay. If you were part of Club Nintendo, which gold or platinum prize would you get?
I wouldn't get any prizes because I don't believe the prizes are good.
There
it's
you
free.
Go. Okay. Favorite kind of fish?
Fish? Tilapia.
Okay. And these next two, Spider Star, you will ask because he likes them so much.
Oh, is he so shy? On bunk beds, which one will you sleep on? The top bunk? And the last question is, on cake, do you prefer the cake itself or frosting?
The cake itself, especially with pineapple upside down.
Mm-hmm, he knows.
Oh yeah, and about my opinion on being eliminated, that gave us a bunch of bull. They eliminated me because I had to put my foot down and clock the tea. If I have to clock the tea, I'm going to clock the tea whenever necessary. You don't call me stupid and think you want to get away with it. You might not know who I am, first of all. You want to know who I am? I'm Dark Boo. Get it right. I will punch you dead in your face. I don't care where you are. I'll come here and punch you in your face. Let's get it popping if you want me to get real hood on you. That game is full of it. Only by the got rid of me was because I cut somebody out. Yes, I did cut that person out. He had no reason to call me stupid. Is he stupid? I cussed him out in his own language. Don't know me. Goodness. And then I know who voted for me, and they got their little secret packs up in there. I'm not stupid neither. I already know the true tea. I don't need to read anything to figure out the true tea. I'm already at the end of the chapter of the end of the book. I don't need to read anymore. I'm not stupid. Yoshi should have been eliminated. He couldn't match the trade together. How the heck am I humble? You hear how loud I sound? How the heck? Humble? For real? I should have been violent. Which one? For real? They picked the worst trade ever. So how the hell is my fault that we lost a simple challenge because Rosalina was the main leader threat to us? And we have, oh my God, an easy challenge like that. And they picked the stupidest traits. Do they even know what the hell arrogant means? Do they know a humble, strategic? Come on. And you should have picked the one who always talks so damn much rather than leaning for both. But you couldn't. I don't know what's up. People need to learn traits, what each trait means, and not get rid of a person because I'm defending our team now. You get rid of me because I'm defending your behind, but yet your behind not even on the form. Freaking dry bones. Oh, I don't know what to do. Damn, I don't know what to do, but at least I try. Goodness, I don't know what to do. Oh, I just came back. You really doing nothing. I'm sitting here busting my 8-bit trying to figure this, that, out. He's sitting there. He's not even on the form. Daisy on the form. Yoshi on the form. I'm on the form. He's nowhere to be found. I don't even know how he survived. You were keeping an active play because that's how dumb you roll. And it's not Daisy. I'm not taking it out on Daisy because it's not Daisy. It's them two little rascals. The Rosalina and the little dry ball love affair and all that other bull. Nobody ain't got no time for it, and do not expect me to be joining another game. And I'm just telling you that point blank because some of them I can't stand, and I might go out my mouth, and I don't want to go out my mouth again, because I would cuss you out if I need to. Do you know who the hell I am? Do I need to repeat it for you? No, I don't. I will get real hood on you if I need to. Don't make me get rude. But I'm done on the top of the deck, getting me real angry and stuff. Goodness.
They did really bad on those traits, like, extremely.
I know someone listed me as weak and gullible. I was like, you guys don't even know who I am. And you're listing me as weak and gullible?
Those traits. Yoshi should have known those traits. He should have known. If you were the freaking cat, I expected the other team to win because they have more players and they talk and communicate. You're supposed to read, analyze. Goodness, you see how we talk. You see I'm rude and arrogant and I cuss in every sentence I put in that forum. And you still don't put me humble?
I don't even like the fact that Slack for me to challenge like this, first off, because it's going to obviously start drama and stuff. There's one of those traits were arrogant, weak, gullible. Oh, yeah, I'm going to be perfectly fine with people calling me arrogant and gullible and weak. That was a bad move on
his part. I got so mad over that. Because on our team, you even supposed to list it down on our team. Daisy is the one that speaks a lot. I'm the violent one with the words. I cuss in every sentence. Freaking Dry Bones is the weakest person. He don't know a thing. He don't be on the form. Yoshi put himself as weak. No, that's what I think. He put himself as weak.
So he wouldn't be looked at as a threat.
Oh my God, that got me so angry that it's my fault that we lost this, that. I mean, I'm sitting there trying to organize everything with you, and Dry Bones didn't know a damn thing. Dry Bones like, no, it was is Bullet Bill even on our team? Because Bullet Bill was posting.
He got eliminated.
Wow. I don't understand. That game is stupid. They get rid of the stupidest players. We lost every challenge. We're trying to break down things. We have one person who I don't know if he don't give a damn or he just dumb as hell. I bet you he just dumb as hell because he don't know anything. We were doing the freaking riddle thing. He did not do the riddle, period. And I'm like, a person who just sitting there. Why you don't eliminate that person? They're just sitting there taking up room. And you're just, let's get you out. You want to get the most active player out. I'm the one posting the only time when I get on this when somebody tell me that we have the form still going. Good Lord, cause I don't check up there every day. Good, I open up my browser. I listen to Azealia Banks, if you want to know, or Crystal K. I'll go on Facebook. Well, now Facebook, I got my AP score. I ain't got no time to be looking at no form. And then, oh my God, that got me so irksome because me and Daisy are working. And of course, Daisy did not vote for me, and I know that for a fact. I don't even think Daisy had enough time to vote, because Slacker did it so quickly. Because I know there's four of us, but how there's only three votes? I don't want to jump on that boat, but there's four of us, but only three votes. What happened to one vote? Okay. And I know that person did vote. I'm not stupid. I know all of them voted. So I want to know how come there are unequal amount of votes to players. If there's 16 votes, it should be 16 players, not 15, not 17, not 16.2. You want to get technical. I don't know how they throw that game. I'm not joining another game. I'm really not. Because I might, please, coming from NPL, a mouth like that, no. No.
I'm not sure I'd enjoy something like that again either, to be honest. No offense to Slacker. You think he's an excellent host, but I just think this game is way too messy to continue. It's just too messy. It's too in different directions. It's too messy yet.
The people that quit ruined it.
Yeah, they quit. They were not active.
More than half of my team was inactive. That's why they did another team switch around. I'm like, what's the difference? We still had inactive players. I'm not joining another game. First of all, some of it was floppy. I'm not going to lie. Some of it was really sloppy, especially that tiebreaker. That tiebreaker looked real sloppy. First of all, it could have been specified a lot better. And the clues could have been not vague. Some clues looked like they was 100% vague. And finding out it was only 95% vague. And that's not even a joke. Some clues was like, And then you have, no, I'm sorry. Some of it was sloppy. We had some lazy players or players who join and then leave. You know I don't tolerate that. If you join a game, you better bring it behind there. I had so many games with MPFS. Then when somebody joined and want to leave or get rage quit or anything, I don't have the time. I will put you on blast. I will put you on blast for ask everybody will not let you participate in any game because I'm not the one. Don't say you joined something, and don't give me no sorry excuse, because if you knew something was going to happen, you should have said it. Don't, and I'm sorry for family, but if you said family events happen, keep note that word event. Note the word event, as in it was already planned before. That means you knew. So, not my problem. I don't want to be rude, because I believe in being nice, ironically. I don't want to get rude, but if you say events, if you don't say something that's popped up, some people say, oh, I can't do it because of school. I can't do it because of that. You knew you had school. I don't want to hear that. You knew you had to do something. So don't tell me, oh, I have this, I have that, especially when you knew, because I'm definitely going to test you. And if you fail, my mouth might fail out and it doesn't flip out on you. Goodness. But yes, that game, no, I'm sorry. No, I am not joining it. Don't ask me. No, I'm being lenient because I didn't want to play the game because due to certain other members, they know their names. And they didn't join. But the moment I joined, I had more catastrophe if they would have joined. No, I'm not. No, no, no. I'm not joining the game. That's all to it. Don't ask me. Don't tell me. I'm not joining.
All right. I don't even know where we are anymore, but I'm just going to go ahead and say this ending information. If you have any questions, send them to podcast@MarioPartyLegacy.com or send a PM to the Millennium account on the forum. You can check us out or check out Mario Party Legacy at MarioPartyLegacy.com and the forum at MarioPartyLegacy.com/forum. Follow us on Twitter at MPL Network. And at our MPL Network Facebook page. For me, follow me on Twitter @SuperZamzy and on my YouTube, SuperZamzy as well. SpiderStarryu, follow him @SpiderStarryu and on YouTube, SpiderStarryu. And you can watch Dark Boo's YouTube videos at 516-974-3494.
Woo! 3494!
Oops.
Do you remember that?
Yeah,
no, this is written down. Oh, sorry.
I always remember it because it's my old phone number. 516-974-3494. I hope they do enjoy it. I finally upload the Mario Party 9 video because my internet, whoa. No, that's one word I have for my internet, whoa. It's not that good. I can't even do video chat on Skype.
So, Sax Prodigy, do you have any YouTube, Twitter, anything you want to share?
Nothing I share. I have a YouTube. I don't post anything. I just use it to comment on videos. No Twitter. It's been really fun on here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah. No, thanks for coming on. It's been great having you here.
Thank you.
So with that, we're just going to get in our final words. Spider Staryu.
Thank you all for joining us. Thank you, Sax, for joining us. And, yeah, I'll see you next time. And if anything happens at Costco, I'll tell you guys.
Adventures at Costco. Mm-hmm. Dark Boo.
I'm still mad. I was supposed to be gone at 9:16. I still never left. I literally didn't left. I was fixing the computer. And didn't. Let me tell you about the computer before we go. This computer gave me so much. It gave me so much fever. I don't know what's wrong with it. Only thing I see, vertical or horizontal line. I'm going on my phone trying to Google it. I'm trying to get Skype on a phone. I don't even know if this phone can do Skype. I'm Googling it. I'm like, okay, I'm going to buy a new LCD monitor screen. Because I don't have the time to be going all in any store to fix it. This computer got me so mad. I punched it. It didn't come on. I kicked it. It came on. I'm like, OMG. I was just looking at this computer like, you wanted me to trigger my inner Ike and Tina? Good Lord, I would have been abusive if I knew you would have came on. Well, I would have been there. I tried to be gentle and stuff. I had to give her boom, 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 boom. Dang. Yes, I had to do that to one girl. It was somebody. I'm not going to put their name out there, Shawnique, but she got me so mad one day with all that stuff. The only thing I know is end up like this. That's how I slapped her in the face. But yeah, I hope you enjoyed the podcast. I wish I was on the podcast answering more questions. Because you need to know what I need to say. Yes, I hope you enjoyed the podcast. I will have something else. I'm going to Nassau this week. So I have a juicy story for you. I'm going this week. Is that a fan? I'm sorry. But yeah, I'm going there. I'm gonna give you the rundown, the raggedy elevator, get stuck in the elevator, possibly. Yeah, I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Thank you for coming here. It's hard getting some memories. It really is. And that Survivor, Prey on Z, I ain't joining. Thank you.
Sax Prodigy, how about you?
Once again, it's been really fun to have here. I hope people listen. I hope people vote on the poll that's coming up soon. And, yep.
Yeah. Podcast might not be up for a while because we have a lot of edits to do this podcast. So, with that, we are
I'm sorry. Oh, Spider Star, it was, we're not doing Emmy Mine. I'm not doing Emmy Mine on MPFSA. It's, I made the stage already, so I'm on a wiki. But it's we doing Dark Boo Haunted Highway. I hope I got the name right. I think it's part Dark Boo Haunted Highway.
Haunted Highway.
Thank you. I can't get the word out. Yes. I'm sorry. I can't even speak right about it. I can't even speak right about now. Because I'm real mad and I'm about to do the pumpernickel sis with the linens in them. But yeah, I'm done.
All right. Well, I guess that wraps things up.
Mm-hmm. Next week, we don't know what we'll be talking about, but...
Except something juicy.
Something juicy. Yep, so we will see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Au revoir.
Bye.